This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Happy Open Line Thursday to all. We are the Junks, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. You can do that today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Morning, Cakesy. Happy Thursday.
Same to you. Hey, Jason, I saw yesterday that Metallica, who you're listening to right now, they announced their Australian and New Zealand tour dates for 2025.
Let's get on it.
It's in November. You tend to take some time off every November. Yep. You could fly down under and go see the boys.
You going to come with me?
I would go to Australia to see Metallica, sure.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. Road trip.
Let's look into 24-hour flights today.
Ultimate road trip. Yeah. Let's do it.
Hit the Outback.
Yeah, we could do that. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle is here, too.
Hey, buddy.
Who I saw last night at dinner.
That's right. We did. It was a nice surprise.
Country Club, yes.
Yeah, I was having dinner after we played, and all of a sudden... Dina says, "Hey, that's Cakes over there."
Yeah,
Cakes and Amy walked in, and I told him I was disappointed. It was about 5:50. It was about an hour past when you normally like to be there.
I did make a 5:45 res, which is a little late, a little out of my comfort zone. I'm usually a 5:15 to 5:30.
I felt like there were far too many people in there. A bunch of people at the bar. I know you like an empty restaurant.
I do like it empty.
And by the way, his wife also admitted she loves an empty restaurant.
Of course.
The two peas in a pod.
Yeah, it's all it is dining perfection. I've said it many, many times before.
Right. Well,
the waiter or waitress will be able to take better care of you because they're not juggling six tables at a time.
Right.
It's quieter. I can actually hear my wife when we talk. It's nice.
Right.
It's better that way.
Did you sit out on the patio or inside?
Oh, inside.
Do they have a patio?
Yeah, very nice patio. I rarely dine al fresco.
A lot of people like to do the outside bit.
It has to be like perfect temperatures and conditions.
Yeah. Well, it was last night.
It was pretty good.
They have an outside bar, too. People like to cozy up,
People like to just get hammered out.
What did the Auvilles have for dinner?
I went with the special. I went with the prime rib. Nice. Which was just a massive slab of prime rib. Right. Brought some in.
I've never seen a small piece of prime rib.
Good.
Prime rib's always big.
It was delicious. And I went with my sides were dirty rice and broccolini. Mm-hmm. I went a little off board. Usually with the prime rib, I'd get a baked potato. But I saw dirty rice on the menu. I said, I got to have that. And what did my wife have? She can't eat very much on the menu because she has food sensitivities. Chicken Caesar salad was her go-to.
What did the Bickles have?
Bickles and Healy. Tom Healy was their dining guest.
I wanted to get the prime rib special, but it was a slow roasted prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
And I can barely keep my eyes open. And they said you can't get it less than medium.
Yeah, it was medium. But it was very good.
But I saw
King didn't approve.
Man, I can't do a medium steak. But then when it came out,
because
my buddy ordered it. I think my wife ordered it, too. When it came out, the medium was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you get, the salmon?
No. So I got the prime rib. No, that was... No, I got the ribeye.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The prime rib special.
I'm very confused.
It's confusing. The prime rib special, because it was slow roasted, you could only get medium. So I got the prime rib rare. And believe me, that sucker was rare.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh my God. I almost had a tinge of regret.
Yeah.
But
if I recall the discussion yesterday, Jason was going to have Taco Tuesday on Wednesday because on Tuesday he had leftover fillets. So did you do Taco Tuesday?
Taco Wednesday, we did Taco Wednesday.
Very good.
Taco Tuesday.
We did Taco
Wednesday.
Tuesday on Wednesday, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you did Taco Wednesday with the leftovers from
the leftover
fillet Tuesday.
Yes.
And tonight you're doing sushi.
And I am doing sushi.
I know his schedule better than I know my own.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah. I have no idea what I'm going to eat tonight.
Yeah, but. I don't know. I don't know.
Jason, ask me what time I ate dinner last night.
Oh.
10?
Well, can I just guess?
10 p.m.
Sure.
10 p.m.
All right. I'm going to say 9:45.
No. Wasn't that late.
Oh. 8:30.
About 8:15.
It's very late. I know you have a lot of coaching and other activities.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, you know how.
You practice until 7:30.
Yeah.
yesterday was swim. We did soccer before that, then swim. Get home around 8. Stopped at Quickway Hibachi.
Oh, I've done Quickway Hibachi. It's pretty good. I have one in my neighborhood.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. You know what it is? It's mall hibachi.
Yeah.
Now they're in strip plazas.
Yeah.
That's basically
bingo.
That's basically what it is. Yeah. It's like when you go.
It feels like I'm not doing a drive-through, but essentially it's kind of a drive-through.
It's one step above like fast food.
Right.
It's a half notch above.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember during the show, the last couple of days, I'm just getting these Charlie horses in my hamstring, and last night it was bad. I'm just dehydrated. I'm not drinking enough water. Playing a lot of golf, going in the sauna. I'm a little behind the curve, behind the eight ball right now.
Water.
I couldn't even.
If you're dehydrated, you probably shouldn't be doing so much sauna time.
I didn't do it the last.
It
two
certainly
days.
Doesn't look like it's helping you.
He's addicted to it.
What do you mean it doesn't look like it's helping you?
You said you can't keep your eyes open. You're getting Charlie horses.
Because I'm tired. But
you might need to change the habit.
No, I just got to drink more water. But
if you've seen EB's introduction to Alex Saar, a lot of people were saying he looks like an 80-year-old, like maybe too many bendovers with golf.
Look, I know that we want to take pictures and have a social media presence. Mm-hmm. The picture that was taken with the brightest lights in the history of the world that were shining on us at like that picture is probably taken at 6:02 in the morning when we're at our puffiest. That picture is hideous.
Well, and I also think somebody ramped up the contrast or something.
I don't know. It just
did not help.
Again, we should have final edit approval on any pictures that get posted to social media.
It was a video.
Yeah, it's a video. Mike Marr put this up. Jason, watch this. Just look at the introduction of Alex Saar. You give him you dap him up nice, and then look at EB.
It's just hunched over. Can't stand up straight.
Well, it's because after I play a round of golf, I'm just a little bit sore, man. I'm sorry. But I couldn't even sign my check. Every time I gripped the pen, my hand was cramping up. And I actually started to get scared.
Right.
And so I told my wife, I said, we drove separately. I said, I'm going straight to CVS or Safeway, and I'm getting two things of Pedialyte.
Okay.
So I pummeled. Big things of Pedialyte
warm?
Last night. Oh, I love it.
Room temp?
It's fine. Room temp's fine.
Yeah. I would never.
And then I was Theragunning my legs.
Okay.
Because the cramps were going from my left leg to my right leg.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if I'm having a stroke or something.
You didn't buy a bunch of, you were hyping up peptides yesterday.
Peptides are hard to get. Peptides are for soft tissue injuries.
Okay. Where would you procure a peptide?
Doctor.
Doctor gives it to you?
Isn't this kind of concerning?
I mean, I'm dehydrated. Yeah, I'm dehydrated.
How old are you? What are you, 53?
54.
54? And you're moving around like this, and a round of golf is making you so weak?
What do you want me to tell? What do you want me to do? Do
you
want me
to curl you might up have to die? Go to a doctor.
I don't think I need a doctor.
Maybe quit the sauna if you're dehydrated.
I haven't.
The sauna takes water out of you.
I understand. I usually drink 3 bottles of water in the sauna.
Oh, you're in the sauna. You're drinking while you're getting dehydrated.
Does it make sense to you, Jason?
I don't know. He just
all right.
He lives his life.
I won't share with you
he
anymore.
Lives his life. Just,
I won't share. I thought it was kind of humorous, but okay, that's fine.
You can share.
I'm not taking it as serious as these guys.
Yeah, you guys are taking it real seriously. It's fine. My back gets sore after I play golf, and I'm crampy because I happen to be in a stretcher. I'm a little bit dehydrated. Sorry. Because I've been playing golf and I'm not drinking enough while I'm walking. It's a little combo. It's an added element to my life.
So now you're making him upset. He's getting the face.
No, I don't have the face.
You're making him get the face.
It's not. Everything's fine. Just a
he's complaining about something, which is an easy solution. Yesterday, he's complaining about being dehydrated and he's drinking soda and coffee.
Well, I think that also hurts me. Yeah, that does hurt
me.
By the way,
if you're having the symptoms, you put some electrolytes in you.
I was happy.
Well, I got 2 bottles of Pedialyte and I'm still cramping up.
Happy to do the show at Entertainment and Sports Arena yesterday, but we can only do that so often because there was no coffee there. I did a show without coffee yesterday. I was driving home. I was like,
you get a headache?
No, I was worried about falling asleep.
Fall asleep at the wheel.
I was like, why am I about to fall asleep? Oh, because I didn't have 1 drop of coffee the entire time.
Well, there was a bin of beer and Pepsi you could have stolen. I stole.
Oh, I
a
didn't
Pepsi.
See this bin.
Yeah, but it wasn't warm. I mean, it wasn't cold. It was warm.
Yeah, I mean, it was warm. It was room temperature.
Right. Why didn't you stop on the way in?
He
was too worried about getting there.
There's just no real good place to stop for coffee at 4:50 in the morning that I can think of.
You don't have a 7-Eleven near you?
Not really on the way. Like
a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts?
I could go out of the way and do it, but I just I didn't bank in that time to get it done.
Did you get coffee on the way home then?
No, my daughter luckily called me about 3/4 of the way home. She's like, "Dad, do you want coffee?" And I said, "Yes." The biggest cup of iced coffee you can get me from Dunkin' Donuts. I need it.
I didn't know you were an iced coffee guy.
I'm an any kind of coffee guy.
You were iced coffee because it was the afternoon type thing or because it was warm outside?
It was unseasonably warm, so I went with the iced coffee instead of hot.
Right.
Yesterday, while you guys were doing the show, I was talking to the Wizards VP of Communications.
Okay.
It was very nice, and she set up the whole breakfast for us. She was awesome.
That was very nice. What was her name again?
Ketsia.
Ketsia, okay.
And she goes, I've always wondered this about the junkies.
Uh-oh.
The question I always wanted to know is, do they get in a lot of fights with each other off the air? Like, what's the biggest fight that's ever happened with those guys? And I'm like, well, there was one fight about a decade ago.
Yeah.
A little over that.
Bickle and JP wrestling in the in the studio.
And that was on air. That wasn't even off air.
Yeah.
I don't think off air we really fight.
But I said, for the most part, they just know how to kind of de-escalate everything if they are annoyed with each other.
We just avoid each other and no talk.
Yeah. and we scramble out of here with the quickness once the show
is done.
Then
most guys, after you take a breath, 5 minutes later, you're over it. Most guys. Jason might hold a grudge for 30 years. But most people.
You know me.
5 minutes later.
Grudge holder extraordinaire.
Five minutes later, they don't care.
How long has it been?
For what?
Since your last phone call with the person you don't speak of anymore. Subject.
Skippy.
Over a year, right?
June 21st of last year.
He's got the exact date down.
He knows the date better than I know my wedding anniversary.
Again, and he'll get back to him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He blamed me for something I didn't say.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
I know exactly what he's blaming
so he blamed me and he stopped reaching out to me, so he's done in my book.
Right.
In fact, I blocked him on the phone.
Oh, you did?
Blocked, wow,
that's quite the number. That's quite an extraordinary
just an
move.
Example of what Eric was just saying.
Yeah.
Well, he admits it.
I know.
Yeah, I do admit it.
Yeah. I don't like the whole grudges because it's too burdensome.
It's not healthy. You're gonna give yourself
by the way,
an ulcer.
Yesterday I didn't go to the bathroom one time. At the
really?
Entertainment.
You watch out. Well,
he said don't go in there and it was going to be smelly. Yeah. So I just didn't. I didn't go.
You avoided it.
There was more than one bathroom, but okay.
I didn't know. I was just, I was out of my element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was driving home and I'm on the toll road and so the IBS hit me. Something hit me.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to stop in Herndon.
You had a rumbling.
I couldn't even get to my house. Herndon to my house is maybe 7 minutes.
Okay.
And I had to stop at a hotel and go to the.
That is a great
move. That's a
move.
Good move, though.
It was, seriously, it's a pro move. I couldn't believe
that
it.
That is a pro move, because a lot of people might pick like a gas station or like a fast
just
food
spot. Just find
a
Marriott or something.
I went to a gas station.
Oh, you did?
And there was someone in there.
Oh.
I said, oh, geez, so I had to rush to my car.
You just go to even on some modest hotel on the main floor. They always have bathrooms.
Yeah. You just walk in and act like you're a guest.
Nobody uses them.
So nobody's going to be like, are you a hotel guest?
No.
They're not going to ask
in there,
you.
They don't have no idea.
Yeah, of course.
Just go in there. You know how many poops I've done in random hotels?
I'm sure it's a high number.
Anyway, we get to see Alex Saar's debut tonight.
I hope Alex Saar doesn't walk around like Bickle tonight on the court.
I'm going to have to double scream it tonight because we've got Thursday night football. You got the Vikings and Rams. It's a pretty good game. Of course, our fantasy implications.
Is Cup definitely playing?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the injury report on him.
Well,
but you got that, and you got the Wizards debut.
On Yahoo, on the fantasy rosters, they usually have the Q, red Q.
Sure.
He doesn't have one.
Then fire him up.
I think I'm going to have to fire him up.
He should be good.
And then, Alex Saar's debut.
That's correct. Boston Celtics are in town.
Catching 13.5. Do you want to bet the $10 you owe me on either side?
You don't have a preference.
Bucks.
You just want the action.
I just want the action.
Do I want to take the
Wiz
getting a bunch of
you want to take the 13 or lay the 13.5?
What's the question? 13.5 points?
I think if I'm going to do it, I think I'd rather
go under.
Go plus the Wiz number.
You want to do it? $10?
Let me consider.
All the defense talk didn't move you yesterday.
No, it never moves me. I've heard that talk from every different regime that's taken over here in Washington.
Dating back to Darryl Walker.
I mean, Brian Keefe can talk all he wants about defense, but unless the players are bought in, you know what? I'm a doubting Thomas. I need to see it to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
If I see them hold the Celtics to I don't know, 105 points or so, then maybe I'll believe it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't either.
I think they're going to score probably 120 or 125 points, maybe more.
All right, well, you let me know.
Okay. You can also do
the total.
Yeah, could do that.
I think it's 233 and a hook, I think.
I thought Alex Saar was awesome.
Loved him.
I didn't particularly
care. Did you love his Crocs?
No, I'm not a Crocs guy. No, I think Crocs for guys is not a thing, but
they're very comfortable, though.
You guys do you. I liked him. And I didn't really have any particular affinity for him before.
Very nice, respectful.
Yeah, I just didn't care.
Yeah, young.
Now I like him.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
He's younger than all of my kids, by the way. Younger than all three of my kids. I couldn't stop thinking about that when you're sitting there.
Significantly younger.
Well, I mean, my youngest is 20, so there's a 1 year.
He's a 1 year. Right. But yeah, 1 year gap.
I was like, yeah, he's younger than all my kids. Mm. It's bizarre.
He's younger than two of mine, but I still got one under him.
I told my daughter what his...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Salary is as a rookie, and she her jaw nearly hit the floor.
I don't even know what it is.
$11 million.
Wow. Yeah.
That's like his starting off pay scale.
What a life, huh?
Yeah.
Different life, Cakes.
Yeah, I said, don't expect to make anything like near that number when you get out of grad school. I'm pretty sure that's not happening. $11 million. Pretty crazy.
Don't kill her dreams.
Yeah, maybe
there's some $11 million job out there.
If she does.
I forget what field she's in.
It's not necessarily. Psychology.
She needs.
She ain't making that in okay. psychology.
She needs to start a company and then sell it.
She is not making money.
She wants a day trader.
That's the only way she's going to do it.
All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, we have a lot to get to. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. Dave Richard will answer all of your fantasy questions. That is at 8 a.m. And Nick Dowd from your red-hot Washington Capitals.
Something's up with them.
Will join us at 9:45. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, talk about the Cap Skeeter and more next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.